Vayigash Elov Yehuda Vayoyim. Be Adoni, beg you, my master. Yidavar no avdecha dover bozne Adoni. Vayichar avcha v'yavdecha kichamoycha kipare. Rashi says, Mulame, this teaches me, Shedibre Elov Koshes, that Yehuda spoke harshly. He said, you know, he was sort of like saying, Ayichar avcha v'yavdecha, don't be angry at me, vayistoyis, that he spoke something which would make Yosef angry. He spoke koshes. So, Uchayra, in the very beginning, you find that Yehuda spoke in Parshas Miketz. Yehuda said, Manoy maladoini, manedaber, what could we say, manedstadok, how could we rationalize what we did? Hinnu avodim, he was machnia himself, mamish, he lowered himself, he subjugated himself to Yosef. So what happened all of a sudden over here that he became up as a big gibor and he prepared himself for Melcham and he spoke Koshes? Like, what changed in the middle? So Shimon Schwab Zatzal said over in the name of his Rebbe, the Alta tells the Rav, Yosef Yudalei Bloch, Zeich Etzadim Bekodesh Levracha, you see from over here the greatness of being mekabel on yourself, Achrayas. That Hayos in the middle, Yehuda remembered that he was the one that promised he's going to bring Binyamin back. And if not, he said, V'chotosi l'chokol ha'yamin. And he said that to Yosef. Why am I stepping forward? Ki avdecha orav esanar. So once he realized that Achrayis, with Achrayis is nischadish special koiches and special boldness and special strength that he was able to do that he wasn't able to do beforehand. Because when a person is mekabel on himself, Achrayis, he all of a sudden gets koiches that he didn't realize he had before. So look at Chil Yehuda was speaking Stam as one of the brothers. But then when it dawned upon him, I'm the one that's Achroi, ki avdecha orav esanar. He got those special koiches, and from Hachno he came to speaking with a starkeit. And he says, actually find the Bachar Bar Mitzvah, overnight he changes mamish into a different bria. Until now, he's not mitzvah to a minion. Until now, his kinyan is not a kinyan. He's not a bardas. All of a sudden, mamish, like in a second, he becomes a bardas. What's the pshat? What happened all of a sudden? The teretz is, the minute he becomes a mitzvah, he becomes a balachrayas. When somebody becomes a balachrayas, when he becomes responsible, with the achrayas comes tremendous kaychas. You find over the years, gedolim, that when they became manhigim, they changed into totally different people. They say over on Reb Shach. Reb Shach, like a Sadi B'Kodesh Levracha, was totally mufka from the world. Mamashi, totally. He knew one thing. He knew the Rambam with the Gemara of Ezehu. And he became mamash. He became the manhig Yisrael with pikkus like beyond anything you can imagine. You know, so what's the pshat? What happened? The teretz is that when a person's mekabel on himself, the achrayis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a special siyata d'shmaya, and that's what happened over here with Yehuda. Vayomi Yosef el Echov, ani Yosef ha'oyr ovichai, v'loyochlu Echov lanas ha'isoi. His brothers cannot answer him. Ki nivalu miponav, they became very disconcerted. It's a tumult. And Rashi says, Mipnei habusha. What exactly is this busha? And what is that exactly that they become disconcerted about? So, a couple of weeks ago, I was in Lakewood for a simcha on Einikul's Shabbos Sheva Brachas. I davened in Zichron Schneer, with the rovers of Shol Chaim Lieberman, Shlita, one of the big poiskim in Lakewood. He spoke about the whole mice of Yosef and his brothers, and he said over a shmuz from Reb Aaron on that Indian. And he prefaced his remarks by saying there was a big secular professor that said, in things negated to matter, I can answer any question you have. But in human relations, I can't tell you a thing about the inner workings of a person. It's me, I have the foggiest idea. He said, Reb Aaron was the genius of geniuses, mamish. His Torah is far and beyond anything that we could comprehend. And yet, in human relations and the way a person functions, he knew exactly, he was able to touch up exactly what happened. What happened between Yosef and the brothers. Like, what was the Havamina to kill him and then to sell him? And Reuven, all along, he said, no, B'shemayim v'vinyanat. Reuven tried saving him. What happened over here? So he says, it's Yadua, the Sephora says, that the brothers were Danim Lamisa. They were Danim as a Roidev. They made a cheshbon. Avraham Avinu had Yitzchak and Yishmael. Yishmael was Nidcha. Yitzchak Yikor L'chozara. Kal Yisrael comes from Yitzchak. Yitzchak had two sons, a Yaakov and an Esav. So Esav was Nidcha. Yaakov is the one. And Yaakov had 12 sons. But they saw that Yosef was trying to bring their bad tidings, Lashon Hara, to the father. They knew that Yosef had milas of Yaakov Avinu. They knew that he was roid to be Maimi 12 Shortim. So they thought that what Yosef was trying to do was to be matcha them from Klal Yisrael, aside from being chosen down here, and aside from Olam Abba. So they were down him as a roidif. And they pushed him, they held him as Chayim Nisa. And they, after they sold him, they sat down to eat. Before they sold him, they sat down to eat. Like, wow, there's no remorse, no guilt feelings. Even later on in Mitzrayim, when they're making a cheshbon and nefesh, why is all this happening to us, right? So they said, Abba Hashem and Anachnu were guilty, not because we wanted to kill him or sold him. No, we didn't listen to him, B'schanenei Aleinu. Maybe we should have listened when he was pleading. And Reuven got up and he said, Vayan Reuven Vayomer, Nein, how I amarti aleichem, I told you, that you're chayiv, mikra din, you're wrong, the whole maisa was wrong, the gam domoy hine nidrash. You think it's because you didn't ask rachmanis, but etzim, the whole thing was false. But they held al pidin that they were right. Right? Now, what was the chilek? Why was Reuven, he was able to see the emes, and they were not able to see the emes? Zokr Baron, they were great people. The greatest in the world, and they zichur were great in the midah of Anova also. But there was a vayigva libay b'darkei Hashem. There was a certain pride that they were, you know, they went in the ways of Hashem. And that pride made them feel we're just as right as Yosef. Why should Yosef have any privileges over us? Why is he better than us or whatever? Reuven, on the other hand, was tzibrochen over his chait. It says, Vayoshev Reuven, Reuven returned. Where did he come back from? Yisakar v'tanisoi. He was afraid that he was nitche, that he did a chet. Hagam Chazal say, "Kol oim Reuven chote ein el toya." But in a gevissa bechinah, there was an aveira there, and he fasted, and he was in sackcloth, and he was tzibrochim, and he was also makir toiv to Yosef because of the dreams. Because when he saw Hashem shvayarev machadus or kachov mishtachim li, so there's 11 shvatim besides Yosef. Then he's on one of them. He was makir toiv. So Reuven had the midah of achnoah. That pride, that geus, was not there by him. Memeli was able to take a step back and see that he was not being wrong, that Yosef Bemis was errant, and he said it was an avil gedolah what you were doing. So now, when the brothers were in front of Yosef, and they see Mamish, Yosef says, "Ani Yosef ayodo vichai." The truth was staring them in the face. That the dreams were taka emesdika dreams, and it was really a nevuah, and Yosef was taka supposed to be above them. And now this whole cheshbon that they made, being down in Lamisa, they saw how ridiculous it was, right? So that's why the Medrash says, Abba Kain Bardel says, you could build Megdolim and towers and big buildings over nothing. And they saw that all their cheshbonos were mamish nothing, and Reuven was right all along. That's the oil on the Miyam Adin, but the Yachel Echav Lanus, he said, Kinev Alum upon it. So Dr. Baron, that how many times does a person think he's ba'avot for some reason, and he starts building ganze zachar on that, and he starts making all kinds of conclusions that this one's out to get him, and this and that, and he has an answer for everything, why he's bedafki doing this and that. And then he says, where does it come from? It comes from pride. And if a person would step back, you know, and not be so haughty and not be so balgaivadik, then maybe to be able to see the emes and how much agnes nefesh it would avoid and how many machloiksim it would avoid and how much sholem it would bring into Klal Yisrael. That's the shmuz that Rav Aaron gives But that was what they recognized over here, and that was the oilam. There's nothing as painful as to have the truth staring you in the face, and it shows you you were wrong all along. And the Torah dedicates four parshias to this. He also speaks about Yosef and the brothers. Four parshias, mamish. Torah is not ma'aruch and akutsa shal yud. Torah says that's a lesson that we have to take. It brought about the Golos Lamaisa. They caused Yosef to go down to Mitzrayim. Hagam, Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu predestined the Golos. That was the Meitzah, you know, shall Avraham Avinu, my uncle shall Avraham Avinu. Over the fact that it came about in such a way is to teach us how we have to be careful in the way we act and not to jump to conclusions. He kissed all his brothers. He cried over them. And afterwards, his brothers spoke to him. The Medrash says, the same way Yosef was mefayis his brothers through Bechia, so too when the Goyel will come, when Mashiach comes, when he'll redeem Klal Yisrael, it's only going to be Bechia. The Chsiv, I think the Lashon is. Aviyim, I'm sorry. The Gula is going to come through tears. So you have to understand what's the pshat, why is the Gula of the Dafka going to come through tears? And also over here, why is it that Yosef was crying? It doesn't say the brothers were crying. He cried over them, but they didn't cry over him. So the Ksav Sofer says, Amoyri the Gipshat. When Yosef was sold, he was ripped away forcefully from his father, from Eretz Yisrael, from the Mekor HaKdusha. Where was he brought to? Mamish to Emek HaBocha, to the tumor, to the depravity of Mitzrayim. It was a shock. Shrek of a tragedy. Right? It's not shaykh to describe the change. And it was so difficult for him. He couldn't console himself. He couldn't comfort himself in this foreign place away from the Gedusha. And slowly but surely, he got accustomed to it. And Yosef himself, when he named Menashe, he said, Kinashani Elokim is called Amoli, is called Beis Avi. Little by little, he was able to forget. The years passed, and he was successful in Mitzrayim. Until his brothers came to Mitzrayim, he saw his brothers, he saw the Kedusha that's resting upon them, and he remembered the Kedusha of Beis Aviv. So that mamish, it broke him up. Look at what I've left. Look at what I left all these years. My brothers have this aura of Kedusha. He didn't know how he looked, right? But he saw the Kedusha on his brothers. So finally, when he was mizvaded to the brothers, he broke out crying. And he was crying over them. He says, "Oy vey, I recognize now that which I missed over the years. I was taken away from the Makar HaKadusha, and I was put into this Avi Avos HaTumah." The brothers didn't cry because the brothers were in the Kedusha. They had nothing to cry about. So the Medrash says, "Lo Sivlovi, when Mashiach comes." Right now we're in Golos. We're used to the Golos. A person that grows up in a garbage can, he gets used to it, you know. He gets used to the smell, he gets used to the matziv. Right now we're used to it. But Mashiach is going to come, and we're going to see what the emes is. And then we're going to realize what we lost all these years in Galus. B'b'chiyava, he's going to come through crying also. Then we're going to cry, and we're going to see, oy vey, look at what we missed in all these years of the Galus. We were ripped away from the Makar HaKadusha. The emes is that the Gemara says in Masechtas Chagiga, "B'mistorim tifken nafshi mipnei geva." In the hidden places, my nefesh cries because of geva. What is that? The Gemara says, "Mokim yesh lo el Hakadosh Baruch Hu." Hakadosh Baruch Hu has a secret place. "U'mistorim shema u'boicha al gavosan shel Yisrael shenevda." On the geva, on the pride, on the greatness of Klal Yisrael that was lost. There was a certain aura about Klal Yisrael. They were lamayla from everybody. In the Gauls, they become a gushimdik, and they associate with things that the goyim associate with. We've lost our stolz in kedusha. That gay is the kedusha is really a good thing. It's used properly. We've lost that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries over that. When the gula is going to come, we're going to realize how we've sunk in the Gauls. HaKadosh Baruch Hashem. We tried to maintain our Madrega before. That's not what it could have been had we been in Eretz Yisrael all these years. And that's why it's going to come through. through Bechia. Vayisa Yisroel v'chol ha-shaloi, v'yovei be'er shova, before Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim, he came to Be'er Sheva, v'yizbar zvochim le'lehem, kei aviv Yitzchak. Zvachim, this is the first time that we find a Karban Shlomim being brought in the Torah. Until now it says, by Noyach, by Yal Oilois, by Avram it says, by Haleula Oilo, Alach Laham Shaymer Elecha, but Zvachim, which is a Karban Shlomim, this is the first time that we find a Karban Shlomim being brought with Yaakov Avinu. Vosab is Davka by Yaakov Avinu, do we find the Indian of Shlomim, and why until now do we not find that? Shamshon Falher says, he says, what's the chilik between an oila and a shlomim? An oila is kula lasha. Shlomim, the chilik of it is burnt on the mizbeach, the emurim, and the meat is eaten by the baila. These are two different ways of avayda. There's one way of avayda where a fellow is magdish himself totally to Hashem. He's poyrish min agashmis. He's poyrish from anything that deals with oilam hazeh. Totally dedicated to Hashem. That's embodied by the Korban Oilu. There's another Madrega where a person is not totally parish from society. Adarabba, he's Isaac in Kedusha and he tries to implant Kedusha into the Bria. Mitoch de Gashmias, he lives a life of Ruchnias. The emes is that that's the preferred way of Avodah by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be Makadosh the Bria. You do the Kavod from the Kotzker. V'anshei kodesh tiyun li. Malachim, I have plenty, zot HaKadosh Baruch. I want anoshim. They should be kodesh. They should live a life of kedusha. They should implant this kedusha into the bria. But I want them to be anoshim. I want them to be heilig mention. There's a word they say over on the Agor, the beautiful word. I once heard it from Rav Avi Shulman, Zechrayin Levracha. It says, Rosha mahu oimer, moha avoida hazois lochem. What's this lochem? Lochem is always a gashmi as the gzach. You call that avoida? Mel, it's one thing if you're totally, you know, in a spiritual manner. He said, that's one thing. But what's this lochem? So Zokra Shamshon Falhersh, a guy to a limited degree, could live a spiritual life where he isolates himself from the Bria. But he can't come to terms with the gashmis. The gashmis, once he has a contact with it, it schleps him away totally. Mashain Kain, a yid fashteid, that the Bria is meant that we should be Makadosh. We're Makadosh with Achila, with Brachas, we're Makadosh with all kinds of Gashmis, the Gzachan. But you live in Bikidusha. That's what the Shlomim represents. That's something that a guy is not able to do. It says the halacha is that a Korban Shlomim is Shechted anywhere in the Azor. And Oil is Shechted in a particular place, and Tzofen. I'm not going to go into that. Right, in Tzofen, but a shlomim is shechted anywhere. It's also eaten in all of Yerushalayim. It's meant for a person to eat with his mishpacha in his house. Favos, you're supposed to bring kedusha into your house. You bring the kedusha on your table. You turn the table into a mizbeach. That's what it's meant to be. That's what the shlomim is. So Mimela, until Yaakov Avinu, who was the full-fledged yid, you didn't have the shlemus yet to be able to bring the Karban Shlomim. And also to bring it to the family where, you know, Makadosh the family, Avraham Avinu had a Yishmael, and Yitzchak Avinu had an Esav. Yaakov Avinu, he is the Sholem, he's the Mushlim amongst the others. And also Yaakov Avinu represents Torah. That's another Nakuda of Yaakov. Barasi Yitzhahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. It's only Al Yidei the Torah that we're able to take the Gashmias and we're able to live with it, and not only live with it and survive it, but we're able to be Mekadosh it. That's why the Shlom in Bedavka had a Shaykhaz, the Yaakov Avinu, as I touched up Rav Shamshon and Fall Hirsch, and Mavidike Pshat. Vayomer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu, Onoichi ha'el elahei aviva, Al tira merido Mitzrayima, do not be afraid of going down to Mitzrayim, ki legoi godol asimcha sham. Onoichi eridim ha'el Mitzrayima, I will go down with you to Mitzrayim, v'noichi alcha gam aloi, v'yosef yoshis yodei aleinecha. Yosef will place his hand on your eyes. Now, what is the meaning of this, Yosef will place his hand on your eyes? There's various pshatim in the Mefarshim. The Sforna says that Yosef will be the one that takes care of your tzrachim. Usually you have to look out for yourself. But Yosef, he will be the mashbir, he will be the supplier. You're not going to have to look out for yourself. He will take care of it. You're not going to have any asokim with the mitzriim. Yosef yoshes yod ha'aleinecha. He will use his kayach to replace your eyes, your pikuach, your egin and yonim. Ibn Ezra says that Yosef will place his hand on your eyes. As I use the minig when a person's nifter, his children close his eyes, the nifter, so Yosef will do that to you. Rechaim HaKadosh says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him that Yosef will not be nifter b'chayav, and Adarava, he will be nifter, and Yosef will take care of him afterwards. Meshech Chochma says a very original pshat. He says, it could be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Yosef, don't try and analyze what this whole story of going down to Mitzrayim represents. Don't try and be masig it with your seichel, and try and see to it with your vision. Because it's a pella. Yaakov Avinu could have a tremendous kash. He says, Bishloim HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Maizei Davron, Lech Lecho Me'aretz Chom Eladchel, El Aretz Asher Areka. So he's taking him to the land of Eretz Yisrael, and that's where he's going to stay. And that's where eventually his children will yarsh in that land. But why is he telling me to leave that and to go to Mitzrayim? And eventually he'll bring me up back from Mitzrayim. To go to Mitzrayim, to come back up, leiz tachlis, for what purpose? So for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't try and see it with your own eye. It's beyond your understanding. And the raya to that is, take a look at Yosef. Yosef, he was ripped away from Eretz Yisrael, taken to a land of Tumah. What was the tachlis of that? He was mamish living a life of Gan Eden. He was learning Torah with you. You taught him the Torah of Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eiver. And mamish, he was flourishing. He was the chosen child, ripped away mercilessly. He ended up in Mitzrayim, a foreign land. And what happened? Can you have imagined that in that foreign land, he would rise to such gedula and remain Yosef HaTzadik? You couldn't have imagined that. It's beyond your seichel. So Yosef, the story of Yosef, Yoshes Yodcha Aleinecha, that should cover your eyes, that you shouldn't have to look at it and analyze it mitzad your egin seichel. It's beyond your seichel. As over the mice of Yosef turned out good with a happy ending, and even though it's l'chayr not oylal seichel, that should place his hands on your eyes. You shouldn't be eyeing in it, and you shouldn't analyze it either. This is a pshat from Meshech Chochma, Moyer the Kipshat. And Emerson is a lesson to all of us. There's so many things in the Golas that we don't understand. So many kashas, so many questions. And it doesn't make sense. And then all these years, thousands of years, Chofetz Chaim was screaming in his day already. We were ready, Mekayim, everything in the Golas. He should be here already. So what should we say all these years later, after World War II, and all this anti-Semitism, and all these tzaras? And we don't understand it. Yosef, Yosef, Yodcha Aleinecha. And L'chaira, in a certain way, I mean, Klaisol's tactic going up, which is a pella, but there's many things where there's nisyanis, and many people are going down. So why are you keeping this up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yosef, Yosef, Yodcha Aleinecha. In other words, you see, ultimately, it's for the success of Klal Yisrael. You don't understand how that works. And that's why we can't analyze it with a menschel chesechel. This is only al pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu seichel. Uvnei ben Yomin, Bela, Ubechar, Becher, Va'ashbel, Geiro, V'naman, Ochi, V'roish, Mupim, Chupim, V'ort. Warren Soita, Daf Lamed Vavim, they says, all of these names were al shem, the Avelus that ben Yomin was misabel over Yosef. Bela, Shenivla ben Umois, he was swallowed up amongst the nations. Becher, Shohi, Bechor, Le'imo, he was a Bechor for his mother. Ashbel, Sheshovai Kael, Hashem put him in captivity. Geira, Shigar, Ba'ach, every single name. Mupim, V'chupim, V'or, I didn't see his chuppah. I'm sorry. He did not see my chuppah, and I did not see his chuppah. So the Pana Vision rubs that sound. He's in a spall. And Kama bin Yomim was mitzar over the loss of his brother. That during every simcha of every son, he didn't forget that Avelus over his brother. And he named every one of his sons Alpi the Avelus over his brother. So that is something Mamash to be in a spall about. The tzar that bin Yomim felt. But Rav Chaim Shmulevitz takes a different angle over here. He says, Bishloima, when he named one of the children, that he was not mishtatif in my chuppah. So that's feeling sad for himself. But that I was not mishtatif in his chuppah, that's already a much higher madrega. That I was not able to be mesameach with him, that he should have that simcha, that is showing tzar for somebody else. So that's already a much higher madrega. You see, from over here, there's a godless in being mesameach with somebody else. We all feel bad for people when they go through a difficult time. But it's much harder to feel the simcha of Yenim when he's going through a simcha. There was a maisa, Hagoyin HaTzadik, Rav Noach Palei, was a big Talmud of the altar of Slobodka. And he was mashgiach in one of the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael after the war. He used to say, Shmuzim, he suffered terribly from asthma. He had terrible breathing problems. And sometimes in the middle of a shmooze, he would have to leave. He would go out for a half hour, 45 minutes, come back, mamish, 45 minutes later. One time in the middle of a shmooze, he went out. So I was already ready that it'll be another half hour, 45 minutes, maybe more. He came back 2 minutes later. He used to continue with the shmooze. So afterwards, they asked him, like, what happened? Usually the mashgiach, he goes out for much longer. So he says, I saw across the street that one of my Talmidim, who was very cramped in his quarters, they're expanding their apartment and their building. It gave me such simcha that a mamish, it cured me on the spot. I was able to come back and say the shmooze right away. And shot someone that spears fayenim, not only when somebody else is suffering, but when somebody has simcha, and is he able to spear that simcha? Chaim Shmulevitz himself, he was no Mekayim. He was once walking in the street. He started crying all of a sudden. So somebody asked him, like, what's the Rashiva crying? So he says, I just saw a neighbor pass by across the street, and she was coming from the shoe store where she bought her child the first pair of shoes. He said, I remember the simcha that we felt, you know, by our child when we bought him his first pair of shoes, and now I feel her simcha. So he starts pushing, crying tears of simcha. That's the pshat, to feel mitmit yenim, and to feel yenim simcha. A guten Shabbos, everybody. Next week there's not going to be a shir. I have an Amos by mitzvah next week.